There's a palpable energy in Boston's arts and culture scene right now. A promising cohort of young artists and arts professionals is shaping the creative landscape in daring ways. So writes Maria Garcia, the senior editor of The Artery, WBUR's arts and culture team, in a recent essay about a project launching today at WBUR. And Maria joins us now to talk more about the project and the series this week on Morning Edition. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Bob.
So the series is called The Artery 25. Explain why.
So The Artery 25 refers to 25 millennials of color in the Boston art scene. We think you should watch. These are artists and creative professionals like curators, even some arts administrators, basically young creative individuals whom we believe are impacting Boston arts in demonstrable, exciting, innovative ways. Some of them upend the Boston canon or disrupt it or move it forward in some way. In short, Bob, we believe this list is emblematic of a new Boston art scene.
All right, 25 people on the list. How did you choose them?
So using the Pew Research Center's definition of a millennial, someone between the ages of 23 and 38 this year, we asked cultural institutions to nominate individuals in their orbit. And the Artery team also mined the unsung corners of the city, places that don't get a whole lot of attention. And these creatives exist in grassroots scenes and in legacy institutions alike. Then, as a staff, we deliberated for weeks, narrowing down based on the artist's impact, innovation, and rigor. And I want to say, Bob, obviously, there's some subjectivity here, right? This is not a comprehensive list. It's a curated one. Some of the creatives, though, you will have heard of. Others will be a discovery.
All right. Give us a sense of who some of these folks are.
So, for example, we have ballerina Kirsten Fentroy, who's the first Black woman to join Boston Ballet in over a decade. We have public artist Sneha Shrestha, who's really shifting attitudes about graffiti art in Boston.
So, as we said at the beginning, all this week on Morning Edition, you're going to introduce us to one of these 25 people each day.
That's right. It's a bit of a representative sample of the whole group. And again, not all of them are traditional artists like the person we're profiling today. Her name is Leila Bermeo. She's the assistant curator of American paintings at the MFA. There are very few curators across the country like her who are Latino. So for today's story, I met Bermeo at the Museum of Fine Arts' new Frida Kahlo and Arte Popular exhibition, where Bermeo explained her philosophy of the exhibition she curated.
This project, I hope, has given a way for more people to see that the United States and Mexico, for one, to take one example from Latin America, have been tied artistically and economically always.
This exhibition is a milestone for Bermeo. It's the first one she's fully curated on her own.
People just sort of stopping me within the museum, both visitors and staff, just telling me what an incredible experience it is for them to see something that they can identify with within a major space in this museum.
When I sit down with Bermeo another time, she becomes unexpectedly emotional when she remembers some of the museum's Spanish-speaking food workers. Some of them told her that they had never visited the museum's galleries until Frida Kahlo and Arte Popular.
And some of them have told me that they have worked at the MFA for years and never seen an exhibition. And that, like, hurts me because it shouldn't be that way. But if I can do something to break down those barriers, I would do one every year if it meant that I could make these people feel like that museum is theirs.
Bermeo, who's part Colombian, part Mexican-American, is one of very few curators of color in cultural institutions across the country. According to a nationwide study last year, only 5% of museum curators and educators are Latino. And at the MFA, about one-fifth of the 700-plus employees identify as non-white, according to its 2017 strategic plan. Exhibitions like Bermeo's curated Frida Kahlo and Arte Popular, with English and Spanish signage, capture the attention of people who perhaps haven't traditionally felt like the MFA's art was curated for them.
To even have a kind of invitation to them, to insist on a Spanglish title and to have bilingual texts has made a lot of difference within people's personal experiences.
To have Leila's perspective is an enormous gift to the MFA.
That's Erica Hirschler, the museum's senior curator of American paintings.
I think it's critical to have different voices. I mean, art of the past needs to come alive for contemporary audiences.
The few curators of color who do work in the museum field often operate in contemporary museums, not encyclopedic ones like the MFA. But Bermeo is specifically interested in historical art before 1955. She seeks to reframe the canon and highlight overlooked artists.
Our visitors are excited to see this kind of shift of narrative in a space that perhaps had mostly been occupied by white modernists.
When Bermeo thinks back on the food workers who had never been to a gallery before her exhibition, she tells me she recognizes that sometimes people just don't have time to look at art. But it was also because the workers may have never felt the galleries were there for their enjoyment.
There's also an issue of inclusion there that at this point I don't think that they have felt as invited to share in this part of the museum as they could.
For Bermeo, making the MFA inviting to all people is a personal mission.
That story from WBUR's Maria Garcia, who's still with us here in the studio. So, to refresh, Bermeo is one of the Artery 25 young creative people impacting the Boston arts and culture scene. Tell us a little bit more about what we can expect from the series this week.
So tomorrow, Bob, we're going to have a profile on internet artist Tori Bullock, whose videos about race and gentrification in Boston reach hundreds of thousands of people. And on our website right now, you can find the full list of the Artery 25 with their bios and photos.
So right now, all 25 are on our website.
They are.
WBUR's Maria Garcia, senior editor at The Artery, WBUR's arts and culture team. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.